Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated, excited, and influenced. Why? It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you, Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I am super excited to have all of our listeners that are checking us out and tuning in from all across the world wide web. Oh, my goodness. It is gorgeous outside. It is beautiful outside. Anyway, it is here in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. We're holding it down, and hopefully, wherever you are, the sun is shining. You took a little bit of a few moments to smell the flowers and to feel the wind and the breeze on your face. And to just enjoy the day. Listen, we're here every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, bringing you phenomenal shows, outstanding guests, and today is no different. Today is no different at all. So you want to keep it locked right here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're going to be featuring some music. We're going to be talking about relationships. You know that is one of our favorite topics here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. A little bit later on, we're going to be talking to Dr. T. Charles Brantley, and I'm telling you what, he has some stuff for the married folks, he has some stuff for the single folks, so you want to keep it locked right here, you don't want to go anywhere, and then we're going to be featuring an artist spotlight in our artist segment, so you want to keep it locked right here. I have to give shout-out to recent listeners. I'm telling you, listening in from all across the world wide web, we appreciate you. Those that check us out on Blog Talk Radio, those that check us out on Charvette.com, those that are listening from iTunes. I'm telling you, iTunes, y'all faithful. And that's including iPads and iPhones. We're excited to have you as listeners. Also, those listening from Zoom and from Google and from Twitter and from Facebook and all those great places, we're glad to have you. Oh, my goodness, I got to do some shout-outs. So, of course, shout out to those listeners from Richmond, Virginia. How you doing? Listeners from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, we see you. Atlanta, Georgia, I see you as well. Oh, my goodness. Chicago, Illinois, we're glad to have you. Trenton, New Jersey, we see you. Fort Washington, Maryland, what's going on? Marietta, Georgia, we're glad to have you checking out the show. California, oh, my goodness, two places in California. And Martinsville, Virginia, we're glad to see you. And Mobile, Alabama, and I'll stop there, of course. From all across the world wide web, we're so excited to have you here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Oh, my goodness. I have to give an event spotlight, an event shout-out that is coming to the capital city this Saturday, and it is sponsored by, surrounded by Faith Ministries and the conference. The conference is called Throw Your Hands Up. Oh, my goodness. Now, you know, the name alone, the title alone is enough to make sure that you attend. Throw Your Hands Up. Again, it's this Saturday, taking place in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and it is open to women. It's open to men. Saturday, October 22nd, 9 a.m. until 4 p.m., and that's at the Ramada Plaza West, which is down 6624 West Broad Street. Registration is still open, so you can still attend. There are seats still available for you. Registration is still open. Registration is $45, and the conference features a lot of dynamic people. The conference host, Yvette Allen Tatum, you have heard her on the show. She's an author. She is a talk show host. She's a speaker. And she is actually the founder of Surrounded by Faith Ministry. So you definitely want to check her out there. It'll also feature comedian Quiet Storm. Wendy Lee is her name, and she is totally hilarious. You'll get to hear from author and public speaker Rebecca Pierce, right here from the capital city of Richmond. So big shout out to Rebecca. She'll be at the conference, and then you'll get to hear psalmist Tammy Terrell Johnson. She has a new project coming out very shortly, so you definitely want to keep your eye open on that. Again, Throw Your Hands Up Conference, Saturday, October 22nd, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., right here in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. Yes, and registration is only $45. Oh, and they will also feature Kim Collins. She's a brand-new author that wrote a book called War Wounds, Her Struggle with Breast Cancer. and her survival of breast cancer. Let me say it that way. Back up. Let me say it that way. And you know, this month is October, and it is breast cancer. It is Cancer Awareness Month, certainly, and then also Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And we featured some information on domestic violence awareness earlier in the month, and we're actually going to close out the month. The last show of the month will be we'll have a segment on domestic violence awareness. So again, the statistics that are shared is that 1 in 4 women will have some type of interaction with potentially domestic violence during their lifetime. So I know that's kind of sad, but if we keep raise the awareness about it, I think that'll definitely will help. And it's hitting younger and younger women as well. I don't know where this comes from, but and keep an open mind about what domestic violence includes. So it's not just physical hitting. It could be emotional. It could be social. It could be any of that. So you definitely want to keep your eye open for that. So, all right, so I think we should get into some music right about now. We're going to get into some music from an artist that I love, Reggie James Pace. And this song is called The Good Life. I'm telling you, this is perfect for this time of the year, October. We're moving into the fall season, and this is my favorite time of the year, by the way. If you didn't know, let me let you know. This is my favorite time of the year. So this is called The Good Life by Reggie James Pace. This is your girl, Charvette Mitchell, and you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Don't you go anywhere. God is Reggie James. Taste the Good Life. I like that song. It just has a good feel to it. And I'm telling you what, we are excited again to have you joining us on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. And guess what? We are going into our artist spotlight. Right now, I have this gentleman hanging out on in the virtual green room, and I'm bringing him to the mic. I'm telling you what, he is one of the biggest names in Christian hip-hop today, and he is hailing from Pontiac, Michigan. Oh, my goodness, he went to college in Tennessee, and certainly you can hear high-octane production and beats in his music, and he's in a lot of collaborations, such as with Lecrae, Conviction, and a bunch of others. And guess what? He is on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and I think you need to put your hands together. Right now, coming to the mic is Pro. Welcome.
Yo, what's good?
I'm glad to have you.
Glad to be here.
Oh, my goodness. So I'm telling you what, I just want to jump right on in because I want people to know a little bit more about you. Certainly, you have a dynamic following, and what's so interesting is that you have a mixed following, Christian and non-Christian. How have you been able to really successfully, you know, be something that a mixed fan base would really like and enjoy?
I think if you do good music, then people will at least be able to enjoy that. And that's the number one, just having a commitment to excellence in music. If you do that, I think people will, whether they agree with the message all the time, they'll, at the end of the day, appreciate the good music. So.
All right. Well said. Well said. And do you put yourself in, I know it's so hard because people always want to say what genre, you know, we always want to put everybody in a box. Do you have, I said Christian hip hop, but do you put yourself in any particular genre?
Yeah, I'm not ashamed of the Christian hip hop tag, but at the same time, I think I'm just a hip hop artist. Like,
all right.
That's just how I look at it. But, I mean, I'm not ashamed. If somebody calls me a Christian hip hop artist, I'm not going to be like, no, don't do that.
Don't do that. Don't blow my cover. That's good. So how did you, where did Pro come from? So where did the name come from?
Started off as Prodigal. And
okay.
Just I noticed there were a lot of people that went by that same name. So I decided, I was freestyling one day, and I just shortened it to Pro in a freestyle, and just from there it's kind of stuck.
Cool. All right, and so what's a little bit about your background? Like, how did you even know that you could rap and know that you could freestyle and all that? How did that come about?
My dad, he was a musician.
Okay.
Well, he still is a musician. He's a really, really good musician, actually. And just I would go in the summers and hang out with him, and he would just be killing it on the guitar, and he'd have rappers in there, and I was like, let me give a shot at this. It can't be too bad. It can't be too hard. And one day I started kind of freestyling, and it just happened. Like, my dad was like, man, you're pretty good. So from there, he just kind of, I kind of worked with him. And then when I got home, I kind of did some stuff on my own, and it just kind of stuck after a while.
So what was, like, your first big break?
I guess big break would be, I guess the deal with Reach Records is the first big break. I mean, normally it always seems to be like a bunch of smaller breaks and then a big one pops off. So, I mean, I always was doing music. Stuff was happening. And then I met Lecrae in Memphis.
Yes.
And things just kind of from there kind of skyrocketed. So.
And certainly he's phenomenal, so big shout out to him. So I'm sure that was like a really cool collaboration and just connection to make there. Oh my goodness. So do you get, I know, because sometimes people can just be stuck in their ways and stuck in their boxes. Do you ever get people that, you know, don't understand or feel like, well, you know, are you being too worldly? Do you ever get people that are bold enough or brave enough to say anything to you like that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, but the reality is no matter what you do, people are going to be angry. Like, you can't please everybody. Some people, they're going to say you're too worldly. Or other people are going to say you're not relevant enough. So I just kind of find myself just trying to do what I know is right, doing what I know the Bible says to do. And from there, if people get angry, then, you know, I feel bad for them.
All right. That's all you. Good advice for new and upcoming artists. All right, so tell us about your most recent project. What's going on?
Yeah, the most recent project is called Dying to Live. It's just pretty much an album, conceptual album, really talking about how to live as Christ and to die as God. That's pretty much the basic concept behind it is, like the Bible says, he who seeks to save his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for the sake of the gospel will save it. So, I mean, it's just tons of concepts like that, just talking about people that have died for the faith, my own personal struggles within my life, dying to myself, and all those different things. So that's just the gist of the concept of the album.
Wonderful. And how can people connect with you online?
Yeah, you can get at me at reachrecords.com or my label, reflectionmusicgroup.com. You can either one of those. And then also I got a Twitter, at my name is Pro, or Facebook, at my name is Pro. So either way,
wonderful.
You can get at me either way.
Either, and they're like, on Twitter you have like 12,000 followers, and I think like Facebook is like 16,000 or something like that. So certainly you have a fan base, and I love it. I want to play a little bit of Clear the Air as we take out your segment. But tell us a little bit about Clear the Air and what's kind of like behind that particular track.
Well, my story, it's a little different. I actually, when I first started doing, I guess, quote-unquote, Christian hip hop. I kind of came in the game a little cocky, a little swaggerific, if you will, and
swaggadocious.
So, a lot of people just kind of had an idea that I was this arrogant jerk and this, that, and the other. So, when I met up with Lecrae, and Lecrae started doing tracks with me and working with me, and a lot of people probably were kind of looking at him like, what's he doing with this guy?
Mm-hmm.
And then on the same note, people were looking at me like, oh, man, he's just trying to hang out with Lecrae just so he can get on Lecrae's fan base, which I'm like, that's totally lame. But, you know, that's just how I know.
Right. That's how people think and talk. So you, I know you're right.
And let people know, like, I don't have a reason to, you know, this is for the gospel. You know, I'm not the same person. And God has done a marvelous work in my life. So,
wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Again, listeners, my name is Pro. Definitely check him out. iTunes, Amazon.com, you know, all over the web. Give us your main record label and your record label web address one more time.
Yeah, Reflection Music Group is my record label, and Reach Records, you can get at us on there.
Great. And check out the project. Well, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And my last question for you, Pro, is what continues to motivate you?
I'm sorry, what was that last one again? I'm sorry.
What continues to motivate you?
What continues to motivate me is a commitment to the gospel, commitment to Jesus, and just a commitment to making great music. Like, I want people to have music that they love and not just, because a lot of times you can have music with a message, but the quality of it not be good. So I want people to see that, yo, this guy has great music, but at the same time, he's talking about something that's worth something. So,
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, listeners, I think you need to give him a big round of applause. Okay, Pro, thank you so much for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And we're going to let our listeners hear a little bit of Clear the Air, and we're going to keep up with you, all right?
Thank you so much.
Oh, you are quite welcome. All right, listeners, keep it locked right there. Let me share a little bit of Clear the Air by Pro. Here we go.
Yeah. Yeah. What up, Pro? Hey, man, I promise you, man. Be fair, things will do you like Judas did to Jesus, man.
I hear them talking, baby. Attitude. shouts to get you all. I'm dedicating every letter word to the one who is on the crowd. Homie, please, every line I crafted for the loud. I ain't gotta move another CD. You ain't gotta like me. I'm good, bro. I ain't returning back. Go ahead and hate. I'll let you tell me what I am. Now let me tell you what I am. I ain't no blame. I ain't fame. I ain't no copy of the train. What I say is for the cane. You can take that to the bank. He was perfect, then he came down. Died and was slain down. Laid in the grave, then he raised. Now he's brave now. I'ma tell everybody till I'm in a green ground. Hold on to your validation. I don't need a thing now, bro.
Twitter.com/mynameispro and on Facebook and all those good places. You can pick up his music in iTunes, Amazon.com, all those great places, and support that young, positive brother. All right, we're rolling into our second segment. I have my next guest in the virtual studio hanging out, and you know what? We are going to be talking about relationships. Oh, we got something for you today. Y'all not ready? I'm trying to tell you, you're not ready. We have something for you today. We have something for the married people. We have something for the single people. We have something for all of y'all today. So listen, I'm super excited. I'm going to the mic right now, going to the virtual green room. Hopefully he has enjoyed the virtual chicken and the virtual salad that's in the virtual green room. I'm delighted to have Dr. T. Charles Brantley coming to the mic and excited to have him on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Dr. Brantley, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Charvette. I'm looking forward to it. And I tell the people, make sure you have a nice tall glass of cold water because it's going to be hot today.
It's getting hot in here. It's getting hot in here. Well, listen, I have to tell our listeners a little bit about you. Certainly you came highly recommended. Somebody inboxed me on Facebook, and they were like, you need to have Dr. Brantley on your show. Well, you are a marriage counselor. You have been married for over 25 years. You've counseled couples for over 15 years. You've been pastoring for over 13 years. You've published 9 books. You are a sought-after relationship expert on radio and TV programs, and now you're on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. How about them apples?
To God be the glory. My highest honor is not my PhD and my master's degree, but is being married to the same woman for over 25 years, First Lady Pastor Jackie Brantley.
Yes, big shout out to her, and shout out to y'all. I think wait a minute, we need to give y'all a round of applause. I mean, 25 years. That is no small feat. And so you are somebody certainly that can bring some knowledge to us and to our listeners. So we are excited. And just some of the titles of your books are, I mean, you should sell them. You should make $1 million at least on just some of the titles. So like one of your books, Married Couples, Thou Shalt Have Great Sex. Okay, y'all need to go pick that up. Successful Marriages for Successful Men, Real Men Don't Need Closets. Oh, my goodness. Cracked Tiara, Recovering from Affairs, Major Disappointments, and Emotional Abuse Within the Marriage, and the list goes on. How did you start writing about relationships?
Well, again, it comes from the brokenness of my own marriage with my wife. We almost divorced, some years ago, and by God's grace, God restored our marriage. And that's why our church is called Restoration Springs Ministries. But the key is that the function of the church is that we're so caught up about how big our churches are, but we're not caught up in our marriages. And the first institution that God created was not the church. It was the marriage. And so
right.
Marriages are breaking up from a communication point of view and also from a sex point of view. And Playboy and Penthouse did not create sex. God did. And so my focus is to get marriages back on key as well as from communication and from a sex point of view.
All right. So certainly this conversation is not for your 8-year-old and your 9-year-old.
No, it is not for the 8-year-old. No, ma'am. No, ma'am at all.
So if they are in the room with you listening, you might want to send them in to watch SpongeBob. All right.
Yeah, watch SpongeBob, yeah.
So it's like so many places we could start. But one of your points is that man loves himself through loving his wife. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, that is so powerful. Ephesians 5:28 says that he that loveth his wife loveth his own body. And a lot of times men are selfish, and that's why so many marriages are being destroyed. They're selfish in their car, in their food, also in the married bedroom. You know, they want their wives to please them, do me here. And then when the wife is looking at it, she says, hey, I did you reached the mountaintop and I'm still in the valley. Help me out. He wants to go to sleep. So they cannot be selfish if they expect to be in a marriage. And that's what I'm after. Men, you love your wife or you love yourself by how much you love your wife.
Wow. And so selfishness on either part is really, really a key point that you try to hone in on.
It's a key point, but here's the point, my sister, is that the Bible says submit yourself one to another. That's Ephesians chapter 5. But how can a wife submit, watch this now, if her husband don't submit to her first? The husband is the lead. He is the head. So how can he tell his wife, submit to me, when he's not given an example of that submission? Watch it here.
Oh, that is so good, because a lot of times the relationship, if a relationship goes wrong, a lot of times it's put on us. It's put on the women.
Exactly.
Like,
well, exactly.
What did you? You didn't do this, and you didn't dress this way, and you didn't.
No.
But thank you for pointing out. Yeah.
Yeah. See. Understand the text. Yes, Eve sinned first, Genesis chapter 3. She sinned first, but who did God look for when the sin happened? He did not look for Eve first. He looked for the serpent. He looked for Adam. So men, we are the head. So act like the head. So men, if you tell your wives, well, baby, you know, we'll come to bed with sexy lingerie and high heels and stockings. Well, my brother, if you come into bed all ashy and looking like a toe up on the floor, you can't tell her to come in looking all sexy looking. Are you understanding what I'm trying to say here?
Ashy, I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to leave it alone. Oh, my God, I got an image in my head. All right, so, I'm just Ash. I did warn you.
Okay.
I'm with you. So that's awesome. So we're not, and I want to say this, certainly, men, stay with me, because I know some of you are like, oh, this is a bashing. No.
It's not bashing men at all. I mean, if anything, I'm telling men, we are the foundation, okay? We are the foundation. And so if I want my wife to act right, hello, somebody, I have to act right. And so what's happened over time is that men have been pointing fingers at the wife. Well, if my wife did this, my wife did that. Listen, here's the key. The Bible says, okay, in Ephesians, husbands love your wives, hello, as Christ loved the church. Now, that means I have to give everything to my wife. And if I give everything to my wife, hello, somebody, she'll give everything to me. Yes, Lord.
Oh, all right. there we go. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we are having a relationship chat with Dr. T. Charles Brantley. Pastor Brantley, welcome, welcome, welcome. Those that are tuning in from all across the world, wide web, we see you that are hanging out on the phone line. Thank you for listening. Those that are listening in from Twitter, from Facebook, from Blog Talk Radio, and from Charvette.com, we are glad to have you here in this relationship chat. All right, so Dr. Brantley, now we're going to get on the wives just for a minute, but
yes,
there's another point that you bring up about nagging wives. So nagging wives versus a sensual wife. What's your talking point around that?
Okay. Proverbs 21:9 says, it is better to dwell in a corner of a house type than a brawling woman in a wide house. Women don't understand, and I'm going to take my time with this. Women, you don't understand the power you have and what God's given you. Now, notice the text. Eve was so sensual with Adam, she made him sin. Let's go even further. Look at the woman, John chapter 4. She was so impressing to all the men, she brought all those men to Jesus. So what I'm saying to women is that, listen, instead of fussing at him and nagging at him and, watch this, using sex as a weapon, use sex as a tool. You say, baby, if you do this, you get that. And that's how it works. But a lot of women, they just go nag, and you ain't doing this, you ain't that. And women don't understand the power that they have in their sensuality if they use it correctly.
Well, but what if we're just asking him to take out the trash, and we're just asking him to put gas in the car?
Here's the key. A lot of times women ask, and then when a man asks for sex, the woman has so many excuses. Yet when a woman asks, she don't want no excuses. So, again, it goes back to that submission point of view. If your husband can get up out of nowhere in the middle of the night and get that Haagen-Dazs for you, hello, somebody, then when he says, baby, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, can you help a brother out? Then she says, sweetheart, because, again, you did for me. Watch this here. Because you set the example for me, now I can turn around, hello, somebody, and take care of you correctly.
All right, listeners, this is Relationship Chat right here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. All right, I just had to play, I had to help, play both sides.
Sometimes
we don't know it's nagging. We don't realize. We just think we're asking.
Yeah, you see, okay, let's go back to the text again. In Judges chapter 13, 14, 15, we see Samson. Samson gives us a lot of analogy with marriages. But understand, watch this. Samson did not marry one of the Jewish girls because the text says none of them pleased him like the women of Philistine. Now, that's so powerful. So many women don't understand that, again, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, a man is to please his wife. That's the text. And then in verse 34, the wife should please the husband. So what's happening all across America, especially in our churches, we're pleasing God, we're pleasing the pastor, we're pleasing the deacon board, we're pleasing the missionary, but yet we're not coming home, hello somebody, and pleasing one another. And that's why so many divorces are happening around in our country today in churches.
And, that was going to be my next question as you've counseled couples, over the years, and I assume you counsel engaged couples, and then you also counsel
That's correct.
Those that are also either, experiencing issues and want to try to keep things together. What are common themes that you hear? Is it tied to what we're talking about tonight?
Well, the key thing is that, and men, hear me loud and clear, it's not just the tangibles. It's the intangibles. You know what? Just like, hello, somebody, just some water real quick now, real quick on this one. Just like a man, hello, wants to be in his wife sensually, well, a wife, watch this, wants to be in her husband from an emotional point of view. So when she says, watch TV with me, watch this tearjerker, watch this film that's all about girls, about fashion, sit down, have a conversation with her, because now you're involved with her, and as you're involved with her, she'll turn around and be involved with you. That's how it works. Again, it's submitting, again, the text, one to another.
All right, wonderful. So is it really the point of each partner to find out what the other one needs emotionally, physically, all of that?
Exactly. We men were very good. Now, ladies, single ladies, for you real quick, if he ain't working, stay away, because a good man must work. Let's go back to the Bible.
Dr. Brantley, he has goals, and he has
I don't care if he got gold in his teeth, in his hair, in his fingerprint. I don't care. The brother has to work. Now, hear me loud and clear. Jacob gives us some powerful analogies. Jacob, watch this, had to work for Rachel. He had to work to get her. Ladies who are single, hear me. If the man ain't sweating for you, if you're not putting him, listen, brother, you can date me, you can take me, praise God, but at the front door, I'm going to leave you there, and you're going to go home with blue balls, because guess what? What I have is worth something. So you got to work for this. Hello, somebody. And then once you give me the ring, hello, somebody, and the last name, then we can take it to a step further. But a lot of times, my sister, they're just giving away what God gave them. If you're giving away the milk, hello, somebody, why would he want to buy everything about you?
Wow. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Yes. And this is the Relationship Chat with Dr. T. Charles Brantley. Check him out at www.rest.org. Dr. Brantley, you want to give out any other websites or
any of that? Yes. My website is www.rest.org. That's rest.org. My Facebook is Strong Marriages. Those who are interested in bringing me down for any seminars. Now, I'm a warrior. I'm real and I'm raw. And I'm also scriptorial. They can call me at 203-753-7377. 203-753-7377. But my heart is to help marriages, especially in the Christian church, because it is a shame how we're telling people how don't redefine marriage, but yet in our own marriages, they're being cracked up. And let's start at the top. Pastors, we have to be first examples of marriages. We have to make sure our marriages are together. Now, no marriage is perfect. What makes me a good counselor is that I am constantly working on my marriage. I haven't arrived in any shape or form or fashion. I'm still learning my wife, even after 25 years. And so when a man understands that, he's better equipped to take care of what he has that God's given him.
All right. Well said. Well said. We're a work in progress, right? We're all works in progress.
We are all works in progress, but again, in so many marriages, there's so much work, but there's no pleasure. Let's go back to the text. Sarah said, how can I have pleasure? So once that is done, then the blessing will stop flowing through. It's crazy.
All right. So what do you say to engaged couples? Let's start. Let's go
That's
there.
A good one.
What are some tips you give them?
That's a very good question. With engaged couples, I tell them, you got to, number one, go through a fight. You know, go through an argument, and let's see, how do we deal with the argument afterwards? Because a lot of times in dating, I'm so nice, I'm so kind, and then you never see the real person. That's number one. Number two, find the family history. This is so important. Find out the family history. Did mom divorce? Did dad divorce? Was mom a cheater? Was dad a cheater? I mean, find out, because whatever you see as a child, you will reduplicate as an adult when you become married. But that's what you saw in your parents' marriage.
And you know what? This age group, and I'm putting myself in the age group, a lot of people are getting married later on in life, you know, versus before, a lot of people, you know, 20 and early, but a lot of people are getting married late 30s, late 40s.
Right.
Is that easier or is that harder?
I think there's no difference because marriage, hear me now, marriage is work. Again, 1 Corinthians 7 tells us that marriage is going to be hard at times. However, it's if you're ready to deal with all the issues that come with marriage. In my book, Married Couple That Shall Great Sex, I talk about the 60-40 rule. 60% of our fights come from our parents, not from each other. And it happens because whatever you see is a trigger to what you saw as a child. So all of a sudden, you start an argument. All of a sudden, you forget yourself and go back to what your parents used to do. So whether you marry old or young, the bottom line is marriage is work. However, with work, hello, somebody, comes a reward. Y'all help me preach, somebody.
Somebody help him preach. Listen, we got to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to be right back with Relationship.
Are you sure you want me back?
yes. Don't you go anywhere. Hang out in the virtual studio, and we're going to be right back with Dr. T. Charles Brantley in our Relationship Chat here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this. Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals, and performers.
customer. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3G, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3G's will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all you're having. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network, expand, and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3G's is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on Industry Buzz with 3G.com.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell.
Charvette Mitchell.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back, listeners, to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. This is your girl, Charvette, and we are in our relationship chat segment with Dr. T. Charles Brantley, Pastor Brantley, and it's hot in here. I'm telling you what, married couples, you ought to be saying, this is good. Singles, you ought to be saying the same thing. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. Now, Dr. Brantley, your books, how can people purchase your books?
Yes, Charvette, number one, you are a brave woman to have me come back again for part two. people can get my books on Amazon.com. BarnesandNobles.com, but they can also go to my website, restrest.org, for all of my 9 books on relationship and theology. And once again, they don't want me to come down, 203-753-7377. But again, I'm going to be real, I'm going to be raw, I'm going to be biblical, because again, it belongs to us. And another issue that's going on, so many single women who have kept themselves, watch this here, they've kept themselves, after they get married, they keep the chastity belt on. And when you become married and you jump the broom, the chastity belt must be thrown away, because your husband now wants all of you and not just the spiritual side. And so many times women and men can be so super spiritual that they forget about, wait a minute, I have a dual purpose here. I have a purpose to love the God, hear me, and also have a purpose to love my husband and love my wife as well.
And so how do they, I mean, because it's a mentality thing, and for so long, you know, a lot of Christian women want to live right and holy and all of
you
that.
You are on it, girl.
It's counseling, right?
You are on it, Charvette. That they need counseling. Also, they need to get this guilt off them. And you know what? It really comes from my Pentecostal background. It comes from the Victorian background. It comes from St. Augustine and St. Augustine that really said that sex is only for copulation. But hear me loud and clear now. Drink some water real quick here. There's over 8,000 nerve endings in a woman's clitoris. Over 8,000. There's over 4,000 in a man's phallus. Over 4,000. So watch this. If God gave women more pleasure points than men, then that should tell me God wants men, help me somebody, to enjoy it more than men in the married bedroom. But because of the jealousy of men and the hard-headedness of men, they have castrated women and said, you cannot be saved, sanctified, and sensual in your marriage. But the devil's a liar. I'm coming after that spirit right now.
All right, in Jesus' name.
Because
that's where the affairs and all of that comes in.
You hear it loud and clear. See, men can have an affair anytime, any place, anytime if he's not truly saved. As well as a woman, though. A woman has to be, when she's not emotionally connected, she is mm-hmm. up for, hopefully, badly for an affair. But again, Hebrews 13 says, watch it here, the marriage bed is undefiled. That means, hear me, whatever a husband and wife agree to, now I ain't talking about swinging, hello somebody, I ain't talking about three-way, hello somebody, but whatever a husband and wife agree to, in their marriage bedroom, my hands are off because I don't want you coming to my bedroom and tell me what I cannot do with my wife. Holler somebody. No love walk before that.
All right. I love it. I love it. Okay, so since we're talking about single and we kind of transition there, single and waiting, I hear people say that, and I don't even know if I like that term, but, you know, what advice do you give to singles?
The advice I give to women especially is, like Esther gives us some very powerful analogy. Esther prepared herself for marriage. Esther prepared herself to meet the king. And a lot of times women are coming to church broke down, disgusted, and, dressed down. Listen, you're not looking for a man. Hello. But also Ruth tells us now Ruth saw Boaz. Now watch this here. Ruth knelt at Boaz's feet so that Boaz could recognize this is a woman of authority. I'm going to preach real quick here. Mm-hmm. So understand here that when you put yourself in the right place, ladies, and do what's right, a good man, hello, according to Proverbs 18, will find you. But if you're hiding, how can he find you? Talk on that, somebody.
Oh, my goodness, because so many people, I was just on another show, and really a lady called in, and she kind of rebuked, I'll use the word rebuke for lack of other words, but
sure.
That notion of being findable, or that notion of meeting people, being likable, and
right.
She was like, no, the Bible said, he that find it, all you need to do is just be heads down, serve, and that's it.
If you're hiding, how can he find you? If you're hiding, and so many women are losing their blessing because, well, you know, he has to be 6'5" and have muscles everywhere.
He has to have character.
Because if he has character, then when things go awry, he'll still be there and say, baby, no matter what, I love you, whether you're size 5 or size 28, I still love you and you're still my babe. Hello, somebody.
All right, so you talked about he definitely has to have a job, look at character.
Doesn't have a job, character. Watch this. He has to love the Lord because if he doesn't love the Lord, how can he love you? Because God gives us the ultimate point of how to love. And a lot of times, brothers, I'm going to say amen on this one, sometimes our wives can say things to us that can hurt to the core, and if we're not careful, we'll go somewhere else. But a good man, help me somebody, a saved man, a sanctified man will say, listen, I'll take a licking, and I'll keep on ticking, and maybe she'll come back and lick me later on. Hello, somebody.
See, y'all catch, some of y'all will catch that next week.
Yeah, they'll catch that next week.
You got to be quick. You got to be quick here in Relationship Chat with the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And listen, if you want to follow me on Twitter, by the way, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Of course, connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. We see you listening. We got some notes and inboxes on Facebook. We appreciate you listening here. And, of course, charvette.com. If you're listening, you're like, oh, man, I know somebody that needs to hear this, and they at work or they at rehearsal or whatever. Listen, you know it's going to be re-airing on charvette.com, and you can share the link with a friend.
Are you sure?
Yes, we are sure. This is good. So what would you say to single men?
That's
something
a good one.
Specific to single men.
Okay, single men must understand that one out of every three women have been sexually abused. I'll say it again. One out of every three women have been sexually abused. So you understand that you might have a wife that's going to come with some damage, with some background, and you got to be that Boaz. You got to be the husband man to cover her. The word husband in the Hebrew means covering. And so there are things that your wife have gone through, other knuckleheads and numbskulls,
yeah.
And now she finds you. And watch this right here, Chavette. A lot of times women have been with so many bad guys, watch this, that when they get with a good guy, they don't even recognize them because they're so used to the bad. So you have to really say, listen, this is not the same. This is not the guy that beat me up. This is not the guy that took away everything that I gave
him.
This is a different guy. This is a new, watch this. This is a new season. This is a new day. And as the Bible says in Ecclesiastes, there's a time for good, there's a time for bad. Well, lady, you have to get ready for that new season. But, brother, you might have to go through. Again, we got to work for our wives. We have to work, not just money-wise, but also emotionally as well.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good. That's so good. And now what about the single man who's like, well, I have a specific picture in my mind of what I want her to look like, you know, mm-hmm. features and all of that. Mm-hmm. Is that bad or is that not
no,
bad?
No, 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 no. We are, come on now, now we are people of human. Yes, we are saved, but we are still of the flesh. And there are certain things that appeal to us. Just like in food, it appeals to us in how someone looks. But again, it is going beyond that and say, you know what, does this person have character? Watch this. If I should die, brothers, hear me loud and clear. Brothers, if I should die, can this woman take care of the children? That's the key. Mm-hmm. Now, if she out there partying and giving her cookies to everybody, then guess what? That's a wrong person to marry. But can I give her everything to her and know that God, if something happens to me, watch this here, the legacy will continue. That's the key that a man really, really needs to look at. Can she help raise the children together as a family?
All right. I love it. Dr. Brantley, give us your web address and all that good information one more time.
Once again, it's www.rest.org. Very simple, rest.org. The phone number is 203-753-7377 for seminars or any retreats you may be having. Also, I'm on Facebook on the Strong Marriages. Also, I'm on Twitter, Dr. T. Charles Brantley on Twitter as well.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I definitely want you to give a shout-out for your church.
Yes, yes. Restoration Springs Ministries, 1575 Thomason Avenue, Waterbury, Connecticut. They have been so patient with their pastor because I can turn a corner real quick. My PhD uh-huh. is in apologetics, but I can turn the corner real quick and talk about marriage and relationship because that's my heart. Because, hear me, the people are dying for a lack
yeah.
of knowledge, and especially when it comes to marriage. People are dying every day, and hear me. They're shouting in church, but they ain't shouting at home. The devil is a liar. Ha!
Yes.
Let me
yes,
hate myself.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And you know what? And it's so devastating. I mean, somebody could have everything going
yeah.
on right. The job could be right.
Yep.
The company, they got the
yep.
right car. They, everything
yep.
could be right. But if their relationship
Amen.
Is not right, it
Amen.
Everything is off kilter.
Well, the Bible says, now watch here, the Bible says to be a bishop, oh, I'm going to get in trouble for this one, you got to be a husband of one wife. I don't hear nobody. Notice how he didn't say you got to have the Greek and the Hebrew,
right.
the exegy and the homiletics. It says the first requirement, are you hearing me, is that you have to be the husband of one wife. And so many people, they, well, you know what, I got this. No. My brother, let me see how you take care of that woman, not only in church, not only, praise God, when it comes to other things, but in the bedroom, are you making her hit the mountain first? Because guess what? I'm a gentleman. The wife always comes first. Help me, somebody.
All right.
Get that tomorrow.
All right. There you go.
They'll get that tomorrow.
There you go. They'll get tomorrow. They'll get it. I told y'all, y'all got to be quick. This is a relationship chat with Dr. T. Charles Brantley. And I know, Dr. Brantley, you are featured on other radio broadcasts in your area.
Yeah. It is so profound that you talk about that. For over 6 years now, I'm on the number one hip-hop station. I'll say that again, the number one hip-hop station in Connecticut. They're playing
wow.
Jay-Z, Beyonce, and yet every 2 weeks, by the grace of God, they have me come on, this preacher, and talk about
yes.
marriage, talk about sex from a biblical point of view. Now, that ain't nothing but God, but yet, believe it or not, my biggest people who don't like me are church folks. They say, how can you be on there talking about sex, the relationship? And I said, listen, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, we are the salt of the earth. And guess what?
Yeah.
Unless we are the vanguard of marriage, we are the vanguard of sex. It's not the world,
yeah.
but because the church has turned their back and got into how big is my church and being blessed in kingdom. Listen, that don't mean a thing if you don't have no one to make love to in your married bedroom. Hello, somebody. Because the people will just applaud you. But your wife, hear me, my brother, your wife sees your backside and your front side. You get that tomorrow, too, as well. And yet we she still love you, and after she sees your backside, oh, that's a good woman. My God, help me preach here.
Yes, and the world should come to us for counsel.
They, girl, you don't hit it. The problem is everyone going to everywhere. Kirk Franklin a couple of weeks ago talked about how the church is getting so into the materialistic that they're forgetting about the foundation. And the foundation, hello somebody, is family. Please understand the church that Adam, watch this here, Adam was created first, but God took a rib, hello somebody, a rib to create Eve. That says there's a connectedness. That's why I tell my couples, you got to have sex at least twice a week. The husband must start one and the wife must start one because we got to be equal on this. Hello somebody.
All right, so there you go. Wives, husbands, at least twice a week. And again, husbands, I know y'all sending me some offering through PayPal. I know you are. I know you are because we have.
We are on PayPal too.
Yes, so send it to both of us on today. Oh, my God, Married Couples, Thou Shall Have Great Sex. So that's certainly a book that people can pick up. Now, I know one of my listeners, Davina, is going to say, are any of the books available on Nook or Kindle, any of that at this point?
Right now, no, they're not on Kindle. But, again, you go to my website, rest.org. All of my books are ebook format. So if you don't want to pay for the book cover, all of my books are on ebook format. You go to my website, www.rest.org, and get information. But again, you know what? I applaud you, my sister. I'm not sure what that applaud track is at, but you know what? We need to applaud because so many people will not have me on. So many gospel people will not.
There we go.
Thank you very much. They will not have me on because they're scared of me. I don't know why they're scared of me because everything I'm saying is scripture. Proverbs 5:19 says that your wife's breast should ravish you. That's in the text. Song of Solomon is in the Bible, chapter 1 through chapter 8. Ain't nothing but sex. But again, we're running from it. And as a kid in the Church of God in Christ, I heard sex was wrong from a fornication point of view. And it is wrong. But I never heard sex was good when you jumped the broom. And God has anointed me to his be glory to help couples understand it is marriage, it's communication, and my God is also that mad bedroom. Ha! New year every time and then. You get that tomorrow.
Yes. Well, you know what? I am single, but I am totally in agreement with everything you have said today. And the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. Motivate, excite, influence. And my goal is to always bring guests that will help influence our listeners in any area of their lives. And I think we have to look at if the marriage divorce rate is just as high in the
church
that it is in the world, we have to look at it. We have to
You are a brave woman because so many people are looking over. Listen, preacher, after you got called to ministry, you've been married, divorced 3 times. There's something wrong with that. There's something wrong because that shows me how can you preach to me and yet you can't stay married? Oh, let me go ahead real quick. I'm getting trouble with this. Hello, everybody. How can you believe? Watch this. How can you believe God for a $2 million offering just to keep the lights on and yet you can't believe God to keep your marriage together? That's the devil is a liar. And we got people who are shouting in church, and yet when they get home, they sleep in separate bedrooms. Oh, I rebuke that spirit right now. I rebuke that bunk bed spirit.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And in the single people, I think this is good for us to hear as well.
It is.
That's why I intertwined it. Yes.
Because a lot of single people, once they get saved, they say, well, now I'm saved, and then when I get married, I can't be a freak no more. The devil's a liar. Once you are single, yes, you keep the freakness in the back room, praise God, keep it in the door, amen, lock it, but praise God, I feel anointed coming here. When you become married, let that freak out and enjoy your marriage. Because guess what? You've been patient. Hear me, somebody. You've done well. You've done everything apostle. Now you're married, and now you want to hold that back. The devil's a liar. Let that thing go. Loose here, woman. I'm sorry.
All right. No, you are awesome. You are awesome. Dr.
I warned you.
Charles Brantley. Yes. And look, you're right on. We're going to have you back. Big shout out to Lisa Foster, who helped make this connection. So shout out to her. And we're definitely going to have you back to talk more. And
are you sure?
Yes. I ain't scared. This is my show. I ain't scared.
Okay. You may get some protests.
They all right. They know. They all right. And I welcome it. Inbox me. Put it on my Twitter. Put it on my Facebook and let me know. But I ain't scared. I love it. I love it. Because the goal of my show, again, listeners, is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to provide you with information and guests that will help you, motivate you, excite you, and influence you. And I think we did it with this show. I think we did it. Well, Dr. Branley, I'm not going to take up any more of your time. Again, I appreciate you for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you so much. And if you don't mind, can I just do a quick prayer real quick? Do you mind that?
Oh, sure, Charvette? Sure.
Okay. Yes. Father God, I pray right now for every couple. I pray for every single right now. God, I pray for the couples first that you will bridge their minds right now. Let forgiveness and love flow, Lord God. I pray for every single right now on the sound of my voice who's under pressure to give up their character. Now, God, bless right now and let your anointing flow through my dear sister. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Branley. Thank you. All right, listeners, that is going to wrap up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Please join us back here next Tuesday. We're going to talk to a lot of dynamic ladies. We'll see you then. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.